sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hello, world, and welcome to Ask Udi, the podcast where listeners get their questions on SOA and web services answered. This is your host, Udi Dahan, bringing you the cold hard facts you need to make decisions about SOA. I am the software simplest, helping you keep it simple. This podcast is brought to you exclusively by Dr. Dobbs Journal, leading the computer press in covering practical technology, languages, platforms, and tools, online at www.ddj.com. Also, don't forget to visit my blog, www.udidahan.com, for more information, or subscribe at tinyurl.com/E52TC. That's E52TC. So, we're getting back to the whole enterprise service bus thing that we sort of left in the middle last time. And we really want to get into why messages are so important and how that all fits into the whole vision of SOA, or what people have been calling SOA 2.0. And getting pretty angry about that whole new term. So, one of the questions that's been popping up on the technological forums quite a bit recently in the context of SOA has to do with eventing. For those people that are building your single application, events are something that you use almost all the time to decrease coupling between two separate components or objects or whatever. The general idea is that the publisher has no idea or is not dependent on the subscribers and can thus support any number of subscribers quite easily. The idea of SOA, or SOA 2.0 as it was called, was to bring the eventing to the level of services. For those people who have been doing service-oriented architecture for quite some time now, we've been doing eventing all along anyway. But the real question that sort of keeps popping up on the technological forums is, if I'm doing web services, how do I do eventing as well? And of course, most people are familiar with the WS eventing spec, but up until today, it's still just a spec. The technologies out there really don't support both web services and eventing together. So we're really sort of stuck in this middle ground of how do we do eventing at the logical level, at least, even when the technology doesn't necessarily support it, be it HTTP or whatever. Now, in the .NET land, the question sort of revolved around, should I use web services, or those would be ASMX web services, or remoting for the inter-process communication or the inter-service communication? And one of the interesting things when comparing those two technologies today is that .NET Remoting supports events and ASMX Web Services does not. So according to the theory behind SOA, the architecture level, we need eventing. And because Remoting supports eventing and Web Services doesn't, then the better solution would be to use .NET Remoting. Interestingly enough, Microsoft has been saying for a number of years that you should stop using remoting for those inter-process or inter-service boundaries and use ASMX web services. The reasoning being quite simply that the web services are more interoperable. So that's where the major clash comes along in .NET land. One of the interesting choices technology-wise that doesn't really come up on the Microsoft side of things is messaging. Quite probably because the messaging infrastructure is already baked into the operating system and you can't really sell any more licenses of MSMQ as it is. But Microsoft has recently, with their release of SQL Server 2005, included a messaging package in there, which is SQL Server 2005 Service Broker, which is pretty much just, you know, taking the queues and putting them into the database. Which is fine in and of itself, but once again, it is a proprietary solution. It is not JMS compliant. It is not web services compliant. And, you know, that's sort of the way that things are left on the Microsoft side of the equation. So really focusing on what's going on the Microsoft side, because I've been getting quite a few emails specifically on that. Should I use CompPlus? Should I use remoting? Should I use web services? So I wanted to sort of bring those two things together in this whole idea of an enterprise service bus and service-oriented architecture. Okay, so we've got large autonomous services that need to communicate by passing messages to each other. These are not chit-chat, high-resolution messages that keep bouncing back and forth between services to get the tiniest thing done. We're talking about large messages that they express the intent of the entire unit of work that needs to be done, and they're fired off. Now, when we're talking about that kind of directed communication, a client telling a service, do this for me, we don't need events over there. Okay, that's pure and simple, point-to-point communication, send a message and be done with it. The flip side of it comes when the service wants to broadcast changes about whatever's going on inside it. Be it that those changes came as a result of one client doing a change or just something that happens internally. So if we were to take an example of having multiple clients working against the same service, and when one client performs an action, say add customer, the service would broadcast that change, customer added or customer details updated, or customer details updated message, then that message, we'd really want it to go to all the clients that are talking to that service, that have subscribed for it. So the two sides of this is like, how do we make sure that the client can subscribe? And how do we make sure that when the service goes to publish the message, it gets back to that client? And once again, we've got two levels of this thing. We've got the API level. You know, how do we express what we want? And then we've got the technology level. How does it actually occur under the covers? So, getting back to our whole message example. One client sends in an add customer message. The service has a message handler for that, an add customer message handler. It goes, saves the customer in the database, and decides to publish a customer details updated message. So what does it do? It takes the customer details, puts it into the message, and wants to do a simple send operation. So, you know, same example as we had before at the API level. On the service side, we just say send message, and we expect that message to get to wherever it needs to go. Now, on the client side, we want to get that message, obviously, right? When we sent the add customer message, we want to get the customer details updated message, or if it's an update customer message, have that message come back. And even if this specific client didn't send that message, it may want to get that message back. So once again, in terms of the layers of abstraction that we introduced in our last podcast, the client would have a customer details updated message handler. Pretty simple. So at the customer level, it has expressed that it wants to handle that message. For me, that's the best way that a client can say, I want to subscribe to that event. And right here, we sort of bring this whole idea of an event-driven architecture and a service-oriented architecture really down to earth. An event is a message, okay? Since the only thing that can go between services are messages, if we want to publish an event, it means we are publishing a message. On the client side, when he wants to subscribe to an event, in essence, he is saying, when this service sends this message, send that message to me too. That's the instructions that it is giving to the technology layer. All right, so we've got it pretty simple at the API level. On the service side, we have an add customer message handler. On the client side, we have a customer details updated message handler, and we're good to go from an API level. Now, this sort of comes down to a requirement for our bus. When this bus gets this message handler registered with it, say on the client side, then it can sort of look up that message type, says, okay, we have a customer details updated message handler, and it wants to handle the customer details updated message. It can look in its configuration file database or wherever it's configured and see that that message belongs, is owned by the service. So at its technological level, it can say, okay, now I need to pass this subscription information onto the service, onto the technology layer over there. It could really do that quite simply by creating a subscription message and putting that type information, or that XML namespace information, depending if you work code first or contract first, put it into the message and send it off to the service. On the service side, our bus implementation receives that subscription message, cracks it open, and sees the message type. So it knows, okay, we have somebody new that wants to subscribe to this message. It looks at the return address of that message, in essence saying, where did this message come from? The client, that specific client. And it goes, saves that data in its database, config file, XML file, whatever it uses to handle and manage subscriptions. So that when the service will go to the bus and say, send a customer details updated message, that bus implementation can go to its database, find all the clients that it got a subscription message for that specific type of message, and send the message out. Now, here it sort of really comes down to the technology-specific implementation. If we're using a messaging infrastructure which supports topics, then we would implement that message as a topic and quite easily pass it over to all the clients that were subscribed. If we, for instance, were using MSMQ or MQ series, then we would probably use a different mechanism. Again, it sort of depends on the versions that you're using. In essence, you pretty much tell it, send this message to this list of subscribers, and that's about it. So, back to the technology side. .NET Remoting supports events, but it supports events as a distributed objects paradigm. We don't want that. Remember what we said. Anything that goes between services has to be a message. The services handle messages by having specific instances of the role message handler. So .NET Remoting, although it does support events, and in our view that we do need these kinds of events between services, appears at first glance that it might be doing us some good, actually falls along the wayside because we don't need its kinds of events. We really want to be passing messages. We could do that with .NET Remoting, we would have problems with interoperability, but that's not where it really shines. Web services, in order to have this sort of mechanism work, we'd need to have, in essence, a web server on the client that could listen for these web service requests being passed in from the server. There are some cases that that can work. For instance, on Windows XP Service Pack 2, they actually separated the whole handling of HTTP from IIS so that you could actually technically listen for HTTP messages on the client in a fairly decent way. But again, it's not an implementation of WS eventing, and you're sort of left with this hybrid approach of web services, the way the tools direct you, and actually passing messages. So we're getting back to the messaging infrastructure. In the Microsoft land, we have MSMQ built in, we can use Rendezvous, we can use any number of the JMSs that support Windows. But the whole idea is that it doesn't really matter. Well, all that we need is a queue on the client that we can put messages into. That's it. And that is supported by every single one of the technology stacks out there, because it is just so basic. On the server side, all it has to do is perform a send message to that specific client's queue. And on the client side, it would have a thread that would just pull the queue, take the message out, and handle it. So that's, again, not EESB, the big vendor type of vision, dealing with SOA and how you want to structure your business, but really how you're going to implement these events as messages and get them back from the service to the clients that are interested in it. Now, obviously, these clients don't have to be, you know, workstation clients. They can be other services, but that doesn't really matter. So I hope that sort of brings this idea of events and ESBs and SOAs together with really the technology-specific aspects of it in Microsoft land, again. And I hope that answers the questions around that. I know that there were a number of them out there. And, you know, that wraps it up for the week. Keep the questions coming. If you do have a question you'd like to have answered, send me an email to podcast@udidahan.com, and I'll try to get to them. see you next week. Until then, keep it simple.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.